I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Before we get into this week, we would like to send a huge thank you to you listening.
Because we're thankful
you and you
for the streamings.
Literally, though.
And the ratings.
And the draggings that you gave to us
on Twitter. And I'm thankful to be canceled for another day.
Plenty of people are getting canceled this week.
They sure are.
No, but we would like to start off with a huge thank you to all of our listeners because we hit a very exciting milestone.
We did.
Of 2.25. So 2 million, 2.25 million streams.
Yes.
Across Britney Podcast and Legends Only.
That's right.
Legends Only has outsold. But we owe that to all of you for listening and sharing because we have no marketing, no
right.
company.
Except for our ingenious social media. That's our marketing.
Yeah.
TikToks.
Memes. And Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And you listening, sharing with your friends.
Word of mouth.
Yes. I'm really proud of that. So we
I'm incredibly proud
just
of
wanted
it.
To thank you.
Thank you, everybody. You. Sincerely. It is a huge milestone.
Not bad another. For a girl with no talent.
Yeah.
According to some.
Many. Oh, yes. Thank you, everyone. And thank you to all of our Patreons as well over on patreon.com/legends.
Only.
Yes, on Patreon, you can listen to dozens upon dozens of bonus episodes, after shows, and join us on Discord, where we chat, devolve into
discourse
about all the hot topics. And we have live chats at the end of every month.
Yeah.
But let's get into this week's episode.
Well, what in the fuck is going on here today?
What has happened in the House of Commons?
She passed away? Oh. All right.
Yes, the queen has died.
Nikki? No. Outsold, outlived.
I don't know how we're going to get through this episode at all.
Honestly, the most unhinged week possibly of 2022.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's going to continue to be unhinged.
I hope not.
Well, oh yeah. Because as you know, or maybe you don't, when this happens, the Queen of England has died. I'm so sorry if you learned from us first. The Queen of England has died. There is a thing called Operation London Bridge put into effect, which is about 10-ish days of things that happen. there are ceremonies, funeral processions, greeting of the public, Charles becoming king, and then finally her funeral, which isn't until, I think, 2 weeks from now. It's a whole to-do. The banks are closed. Everyone's wearing black ties in the BBC News. They're interrupting Charlie XCX on the dance channel to announce the news. They're interrupting drag queens on cruise lines, if you saw that video.
No.
Iconic video, and now I'm missing her name, but it is a queen who was doing a cameo, and she was in the middle of being, oh, hello, hello, and then, like, the sound of the captain chimed in, and he gave the
breaking news.
And she's standing there for, like, 3 minutes listening to the announcement. She's like... and she has to react live. It was actually kind of moving. But anyway, there's a lot.
Oh, wow. I really felt that.
There's a lot happening. I've already been dragged in my DMs for sharing one insensitive meme by one person.
Oh, look at my
person.
Twitter. Ooh.
You know what?
I'm not getting involved.
Not getting involved, girls.
I'm just trying to enjoy myself. I just want to be me.
I don't need these fucking horse emoji icons coming at us in our DMs again. Oh, well.
I did want to share one tweet that really just sums up
okay.
the past week sure. before we dive in.
Yep.
It is from a user at of Promethea, which isn't that like a Promethea? Prometheus?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm canceled. Tweeted, I can never delete this app because the progression from making fun of that Reddit guy's sex song to Don't Worry Darling drama to Lea Michele funny girl debut to the queen being reincarnated as Trisha Paytas's baby is absolute gold.
Well, spilled. And speaking of, we really do need to dive into the Trisha Paytas of it all.
Yeah.
The fact that the internet has globally agreed that the queen is being reincarnated as Trisha's baby.
Just started a ton of memes.
Ton of memes. Excellent, excellent memes, I will say.
The one of Big Frida on the, I don't know, it's like a ride where you are on a cable or something. And she's like, no, bitch, no. It's a Trisha or the Queen or Elizabeth's soul.
Queen Elizabeth waking up in the delivery room and it's her doing the, he's the honky tonky, like doing the dance.
King Tut. Yeah. Mary with the donkey.
Next level. I also saw a very good TikTok that also illustrated this point too. That was like the levels of meme-ature required to understand what's happening online at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you all have to know who Trisha Paytas is, know she's pregnant, know that everyone agrees that it will be reincarnated. The reincarnation of the Queen of England.
Did you see that one TikTok that was like, imagine trying to explain Twitter's response to the Queen of England passing away to someone 100 years ago?
I couldn't.
No.
I couldn't. I shan't. Lots of content. I was obviously very busy with work. I have never posted so much royal content in my life. I could tell you too much about every single second. Every millisecond of everything is a post. If Meghan looks the other way during a moment on camera, that's a post. It's just the girls and their obsession with the royals.
I don't get it.
It's, you know, we all have our queens.
We do. She's not my queen.
She's not my queen.
If you get it, you get it.
It's just the international implications of it all. And the memes of it all.
Yeah.
Are really top-notch at the moment.
And Trisha did clarify.
She
did not rebirth the Queen of England.
Well, they say it takes a few days, so I wouldn't be so sure, first of all.
Some people say you sit up there for a year.
Yeah, I heard 49 days or something.
Oh.
So I feel like she can't speak so soon.
Yeah. Well, everyone was saying months ago,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when you have a baby, it takes 9 months. It's
like I've heard.
Science.
Yeah.
When Trisha announced how many weeks she was, everyone was like, oh my God, she's having her baby on 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Because it is exactly 9 months from when.
And it's close. I mean, it's any day now.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it?
She Who knows? Might have just happened.
It probably, knowing us, has happened during this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But
the little freaky chanteuse, Bobby.
I did see it was very sweet. Did you see the Colleen gift exchange?
No.
Trisha, back when Colleen Ballinger of Miranda Sings fame had a baby, gave her her first Gucci outfit. And then Colleen just gave her, gave Trisha a little Gucci outfit for her Bobby.
Oh my God.
That's
little
cute.
YouTube Bobbies.
Gucci YouTube Bobbies. New concept for a video.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of our YouTube queens, after show, I have a story to tell.
Oh.
Yeah.
See you at the after show.
Mm-hmm. After the show, though.
After.
Not right now. The after. The concept for that.
Well, we'll be sticking around in England for a little while because we have a UK minute to catch up on. More in the UK is happening.
Yes.
Including late breaking news as I was walking here. Cast revealed for the Great British Bake Off. I see two candidates. Nobody's Chigs, but I see at least two candidates that you might the flavor.
Is it worth signing up for Netflix again?
I think so.
Ugh.
Oh, I think so. You can use my login. Okay. It's fine. It's fine. I understand. Times are tough. I We might have 2.25 million streams, but it's not enough for a Netflix account.
Sponsors?
Dunkin'
Donuts, are you listening?
So
Bath and Body Works, are you listening?
I want to get a live reaction from you from this cast because I want to see how you feel about them. Now, what's the name of the nice lady? Is it Prue?
Cardi.
Okay, so Prue tweeted it, and I'm just going to text it to you now, and I'll see if you even like any, but I feel like you will. Prue says, introducing the class of 2022. Welcome to the Bakers. Join us tomorrow evening for a brand new series of British Bake Off. Oh, yeah.
All right, let me zoom in here.
Yep, you got to zoom.
Mm. Oh. Ooh.
Yep.
Oh. Wait a minute.
I see an
Maybe
Eiffel
so.
Tower in our midst.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the London Bridge. Okay. What was the ceremony called that you said?
Operation London Bridge. Oh. It's in full effect, indeed.
Oh, God. Press play.
But, yeah, I do feel like there's a tag
I've
team
never been
in our
London
midst.
Bridge, though.
Well, I've never... I should stop here.
I have to add that to the bucket list.
After the show. not in England, anyway.
Anyway.
Speaking of shows in the UK.
We have a new gay icon in our midst.
We do. I'm shocked by this news. I'm rattled.
Peppa Pig has new...
She's gone woke, everyone.
No. Woke pig.
Woke pig.
Woke pig.
God, back in my day, we
that
had
thing
Peppa Pig.
Is so fucking... It drives me up the
Oh,
wall.
It's
Everyone's
so embarrassing.
Like, oh, like they're going woke now. Oh my God, I can't believe everyone's going
Well, we'll
woke.
Actually be discussing more of that later, but yeah, Peppa Pig.
You can't even spell woke.
No.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, yes, Peppa Pig
I can
has...
spell woke. R-A-C-I-S-T.
Oh, racist. Yeah, oh, like, wait, what? Anyway, Peppa Pig has introduced a lesbian couple, Penny Polarbear's two moms.
Not Penny Polarbear.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Penny.
You two mummies. We support you, love. I bet Susie doesn't.
Susie definitely doesn't.
Susie's not woke.
She is not. Susie
What's
is
whistling anyway.
Marriage is between a man and a woman. Peppa.
But... Oh my God.
So the character says, I live with my mummy and my other mummy. One mummy is a doctor and one mummy cooks spaghetti. I love spaghetti.
Oh.
That's sweet. Just spaghetti?
The flavor.
I guess that means she's a chef. There you got it. They got to Peppa Pig. They're infiltrating everywhere. The agenda's at work.
Wow. Why polar bears, though?
Penny Polar Bear. I can't say that I even knew the character of Penny Polar Bear. Is that really her?
I don't know.
Because that just looks like a pig. Oh. Well, there is spaghetti.
Well, we support.
It's probably some gay thing.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
Woke.
Yeah.
I can't.
Well, congrats, Peppa Pig, for being more progressive than other shows. I'm trying to think of others.
Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock. Actually.
That queen with the pigtails was a gay icon.
That was a Faggle Rock.
That is what made me who I am today. That and Eureka's Castle.
The woman that you are.
Oh my God, literally. The woman that you are today.
The Fraggle that you are today on this rock.
The woke pig that you are today. Just so beautiful.
Woke pig takes over. Yeah. Deal with it. Deal with it, England. You've got to deal with a lot of things.
I would consider myself to be a woke pig.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, I feel like you veer conservative pig.
Conservative mommy pig. Conservative.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know. I don't know about pig, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, we stan.
We definitely stan. We salute you, Peppa Pig.
Mm-hmm. Now get back in the studio and release another album and outsell Adele.
PP4 or however many albums.
She literally has more albums than some of our faves.
Yeah, we can get her in the studio. Unlike the next person we're about to discuss. Who's allergic to the recording studio.
She can't sing like Peppa, but
no.
Joking.
Yeah, she's busy actually in the kitchen and in the, I guess, well, I don't know where she'll be for this, but Legendary Go Mesmerizing is recording or already filmed, probably still filming, a documentary called My Mind and Me, directed by Alex Kashishian, who famously did Madonna's Truth or Dare, which is basically the standard for music documentaries.
Pretty legendary, if you ask me. I love it.
Basically, the concept is, after years in the limelight, Selena Gomez achieves unimaginable stardom. But just as she reaches a new peak, an unexpected turn pulls her into darkness. This uniquely raw and intimate documentary spans her six-year journey into a new light. I'm actually very intrigued after reading the description. And I hope she goes there. And I hope that we see the non-polished side. Mm-hmm. Of Selena Gomez. I want it to be like Truth or Dare. I want her to deep throat a bottle. I want her to be in a bed with gay dancers.
Oh, I still need to watch that.
You definitely need to watch it. It is.
Should I do T. Kyle reacts to Truth or Dare?
For sure.
Like
yes.
I did with Renaissance.
Yes. It is groundbreaking and very forward for its time. Yeah. I want to see her eating soup in a robe. I want to see her get mad backstage because someone called her show neat, and I want her to tell someone to do something else, do her eyebrows. I want to see her be kind of annoying.
The nice older woman who reads her tweets.
Oh, she needs to be in this documentary. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like a vocoded voice and her pixelated on the screen.
Hey,
I tell her she can choose her own destiny. It's just an outline of her with a fortune teller ball.
Did you see that sound going around TikTok a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Her Radiance commercial.
No, thanks.
Britney's Radiance commercial is a TikTok sound.
Yep.
Destiny. Kismet. But yeah, Selena Gomez, about to be a documentary subject.
From Disney to documentaries.
From Disney to documentary. Oh, yeah. She's busy. Selena Gomez and Chef. Only Murders in the Building. It's a lot of things. And she just put out a song as well. A feature, I should say. We're ready for the album. I'm ready to find out, first and foremost, where and what happened to the scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, who says where they are? I don't know. It's like a year without rain. Anyway.
Bop.
We'll see.
A year without bops.
A year without bops.
You That's know. Not true this year. That's BB true. Released.
BB released. Well, speaking of Disney queens, This
not
is a
sponsored.
Perfect, well, not
but,
yeah, not sponsored by Disney. Can you believe this podcast is not sponsored by Disney?
Well, with my limited knowledge, yeah,
yeah, because otherwise the subject matter is perfect, perfectly a fit. Anyway, it's D23, which is the annual expo.
Danity Kane's 23rd album.
Uh huh. 23rd anniversary. D Woods 23. It's the expo where they show off all the things that are up and coming in the parks and in the movies and the TV.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah, it's like the upfronts. You know, it's like the showing off of everything that's coming.
Nintendo Directs.
Yes,
Apple
it's
events.
Like E3.
Got it. A lot of those things are happening this week.
Yeah, it's a lot of announcements of announcements.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pulling out all the stops, and that includes, of course, you've seen it. You've seen it on TikTok. You've seen it on Twitter. You've seen leaks. The Little Mermaid. This is the moment, everyone. Halle Bailey.
First teaser.
First teaser and leaked part of your world.
Mm-hmm.
Which, side note, before we get into all of that, did you see the one with the man sitting in front of it just reacting?
No.
The gay? It's just like, I saw one because I was looking for it, and it was two men sitting in front of the screen just staring at you while you're watching the leaked footage. And I'm like, what? Move your head.
Wait, leaked footage? I thought they put the trailer out.
They put the trailer out, but then there's leaked the full part of your world from the movie. They showed that.
I only saw the trailer part.
There is a part of your world that is, from my memory, like a shot-by-shot remake of the animated version, which is very exciting and surreal. But, you know, live action? Well, depends on who you ask about how authentic the action is under the sea.
How'd they get the fish to do that?
How did they get the fish to do that?
I want to know who's
playing
the eels.
The fish is a paid actor. Yes. So we got the official, let's talk the official preview, which was just a little hint of Part of Your World. And it has since gone viral for reasons good and bad. You've got the Karens saying that not my mermaid. And you've got the film tech experts who are like, this is not exactly how I pictured underwater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The this doesn't look like she's sitting underwater.
And then you've got the viral trend now of all these young black girls watching it for the first time, reacting very emotional. It's been like a whole thing. It's been very sweet.
Me when I watched the first Chucky movie.
Same.
Did
same
you see
thing.
The TikTok comment?
Me watching the Rugrats Passover episode. I feel represented.
Did you see the tweet that was like, it was a YouTube comment or a TikTok comment. It's like, what about all the gingers who felt represented? And then someone commented underneath them. They were like, they have Chucky. But Chucky was spelled wrong.
No. Well, that's true. It's
they're not
true.
Wrong.
We've still got a ways to go until the movie comes out. And I feel like this
next
was
summer, right?
Still, yeah, I still like this was like baby footage. I don't even feel like it's like the final version. I just think, especially the leaked part, the full version of the song, like her voice is just angelic. She's always looked like a Disney princess anyway, but like in this format, it was like, ooh, that is a Disney princess. She sounds so sweet and beautiful. Before this came out, everyone on set said they cried when they heard it for the first time. And I can see why. It's very emotional. Were you a Little Mermaid stan? I forget.
Yeah, because she was a ginger.
Right, right. I know, and we still haven't seen so much. We haven't seen Ursula.
Yeah.
Snag her
Flounder.
Voice. Flounder. Flotsam and Jetsam. Oh, wait, I think
that's
they got rid
who...
of them.
Oh, really?
Something about that. I forget now. There was some detail that we didn't like about that character switch up. I have to check. Maybe it wasn't them.
Well, since it's live action and they're making these creatures look exactly like they do in the ocean.
Yes.
They're scary, like those eels.
They are scary. Eels are scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But Halle looks incredible. I think that this is going to be really, I mean, it's going to be huge. Everyone's going to be talking about it. I guess it's divisive for some people, but for most people, they're celebrating it. And yeah. I'm excited to see more. I need you to see like the full Part of Your World.
Yeah. I have to look that up.
It's a moment. if you can get through all of the men staring in your face when you're watching it, because it's like leaked Disney footage and they're like sitting in front of you.
How did someone leak Disney footage?
So they played it.
Jail.
They played it at D23, which is part of me feels like they're okay with it leaking. Like they must know, because how can you play it to all these people? You know, I don't know if they intended or not for it to subtly leak, but obviously it did start floating around.
Well, we stan.
We stan. We're going to see how authentic the water looks in the end. I loved that one tweet of them like, oh, like this?
Yeah.
And they put like a dirty green grain over it with all the plastics floating around.
Yeah. Her tail is so pretty in the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love everything underwater.
Same.
Finding Nemo.
Same.
Yeah.
I hope it's authentically underwater.
Even the ocean is woke now. Yes. What happened to my sea turtle?
These woke waves.
People are so annoying.
They're so annoying.
Like, so am I, but I'm not annoying like that.
It's just like, nobody said this erases the past Little Mermaid. Nobody wants it to. That's not what we're saying. It's just a new telling of the story. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't take away your memory of the Little Mermaid.
No, and if you don't want to watch it, don't fucking watch it. Shut up.
God.
Can you sing like that? No.
Well, that's true. That much is true.
Just adding that in there.
Yeah.
I can, but.
Yes, yes, you can. Underwater.
Doesn't even sound like she's singing underwater either. Where are the bubbles coming out of her nose? How is she breathing? She doesn't have gills. Ew, could you imagine? Ew, if like people had gills.
I feel like they did at one time. Can somebody confirm? I believe they did.
Okay, anyway, we have to move on.
I guess we have to move on.
From
speaking of people with gills,
from lowbrow to highbrow entertainment
to small forehead.
What? Throw that out there. What? Like, what are you saying? So,
have a good fourth.
Ha ha! Laugh, funny.
Teresa Giudice is joining Dancing with the Stars with Shangela.
With Shangela.
I don't think they're paired, but...
No.
And this
they
is
get
also
their
on Disney,
dancers.
Isn't it?
This is going to be on... For the first time, it will be on Disney+.
Oh, not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Yes. Contestants include... Do you know who's on this?
Most of it.
Okay. Jordan Sparks.
Yes.
Battlefield right in the middle of my dance floor.
Walking on air.
Walking on air. Walking on snow.
I hope she just dances to her own music
she
every
better.
Single week.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? SOS, let the music play.
Ooh.
Who else of note? Vinny of Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa. Okay, this is a gag. Miss Charli D'Amelio and mother Heidi.
Now, are they a duo or are they separate?
They're separate.
Oh.
I hope Charli kills her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Once again with these fucking parents. Get out of the picture.
We only stand one Heidi in this house.
We do.
Yeah.
And she's a mother as well. And iconically, and you need to see the movie to...
So, do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
Speaking of every movie you need to see, she's the star of Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, Legally Blonde. Queen Selma Blair is doing this as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of my absolute faves, which will be very emotional to see her dance. So, I mean, all in all, honestly, it's kind of an intriguing cast. It's more like intriguing personalities than like infuriating of like, you know, getting a fucking ex-Trumper or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather it be like, if the worst is Charli D'Amelio's mother, that's fine. Like, I can handle that. And yes, Teresa went to jail. That's fine.
I want to see them in a house, though. Girls Trip, Dancing with the Stars edition.
Yeah.
Teresa Giudice, Jordan Sparks, Heidi. Oh, it's like, what, your daughter like a dancer or something?
Uh-huh.
Melania dances too. She's got a single. my four daughters can dance.
There's also, oh, you didn't watch Sex and the City, but Smith from Sex and the City, Jason Lewis, is on it as well. Work. Yeah. Lots of things in motion here at Dancing with the Stars. Tyra Banks will return as host despite every year I feel like I have to do several posts about public outcry against her hosting, and yet she's back again. Yeah. So if you watch that, watch out for it. It's coming soon. Speaking of...
Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Also met someone from TikTok. So I think it's time we dive into a little TikTok talk. Yes, Charlie XCX met the queen,
mm-hmm.
Hall baddie.
That's right. The streets are lined with influencers, TikTokers, and musicians aplenty, everyone. It is, and we will get into it, 2022 New York Fashion Week, which means all the dolls, all the girls are out.
That's right.
Yes. Lots of unexpected pair-ups and mashups on the streets, on the runways.
September, you know, spring, summer.
It's about fashion.
Spring, summer.
Yes. We are bringing our best to the streets and the runways.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll be culturally commentating on all of the looks, I'm sure. You know.
We do have a stacked high fashion this week.
We sure do.
But yes, Charlie met Hall baddie.
Uh-huh.
And another icon also... acknowledged another.
I mean, talk about collaborations that need to happen. It's iconic, as we have talked about week by week, does weekly streams, daily streams.
Homosexual.
Eventually making their way to Lana Del Rey's best friend's sister, I believe, is who...
No, you fucking did it.
Believe that is who uploaded this. Uploaded a video confirming that Lana has been watching Psyconix videos all day, knows who she is, and loves it.
This is very Lana.
It is.
Homosexuals.
Homosexuals over the country club.
I honestly would not be surprised if there's a sample or if she's just really taken to the character because she unironically relates. But I'm ready. I'm ready for their collaboration. Blue Bannisters by Nicole.
Ooh.
Oh, God. Yes. We are very excited that the pair up of our dreams is here.
No, you fucking didn't.
Norman Terry Joe Rockwell.
Oh.
Well, from the Museum of Brutality to the Louvre.
Yes, we're going to take a trip over to France. I knew it. I paused, but I knew it.
Uh-huh.
Over to the Louvre.
Louvre.
I have a question to ask.
Yeah.
Why is Louvre spelled with an R?
It's French. That's Louvre? What they do. Yeah, that's what they do.
It should be spelled L-O-O-V-E.
Louvre. Yeah.
I get it. Dux moi, Louvre.
Yeah, French is very, don't speak it as you see it.
Got it.
Basically.
Well.
There was... one star who's not at New York Fashion Week because they're...
No, they are.
Oh. Yeah.
He is there. We're talking about James Charles now, everybody. Sisters.
Sisters in Paris. Oh, no.
Yes, this is kind of my high fashion, but like in a joking way, moment.
Uh-huh.
Because James Charles got a private showing. Private show.
Yep.
Of the Louvre.
Yeah.
And posed with the Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Mona Lisa was sitting there perched behind her bulletproof glass, like...
Are you homosexual?
She's like, what are those eyebrows?
Yeah. Your highlighter, it's amazing.
Oh. He said, "Hi, sister. It's the Mona Lisa."
Filming TikToks in front of the Mona Lisa. She was shook.
She was shook. And you did it at my Louvre.
The worst experience of this is when it's a homosexual.
Sucking dicks and cocks at the Louvre.
Swirling a drink like this and going, "Yes, bitch. Yes, girl." And I see that one gay that's sitting there dressed to the nines in their Zara outfit or whatever they think is the nines.
The Mona Lisa doing a story time about her weekend.
Story time, traumatized, real.
You look stupid. You look so goddamn stupid. I wish you could know how stupid you look.
I met James Charles, not clickbait.
Oh my god, I did that once on YouTube. Remember when I met him? Did. I
really James did. Charles vibes.
Oh my god, I met
Sunset vibes.
Hashtag sunset vibes. I met James Charles at the Kygo Pride concert. And I was like, everyone's hating on you. It's so embarrassing for me.
It was bad for you. It was bad for you.
Whatever.
Wow.
All over the sandwich.
I can't. The halter top, though. Fashion.
That was fashion. That was probably a leftover Coachella look, if I had to guess.
I don't know why it's so funny, but it is.
Sure is. So he's haunting New York Fashion Week, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. We're not safe.
No.
They're out. They're out and about. And I do think it's probably that time we talk about it. I think it's time for a segment we like to call...
High Fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh, my God. That's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Now, did you ever go to celebrate Fashion Week?
I unfortunately have almost every year.
Yeah.
I have every year for 12 or so years that I've been here. Yes, I have. I have thought that I looked good every year. And then I look back and I go, what the fuck? I always think I'm going to attempt a look. You know, I'm a layering legend. Yeah. I'm very well known for my looks. Talk about the Zara soundbite. It's always like, oh my God, you dressed to the nines.
Yeah, me in a black button up. I'm like, oh, slay.
It's fucking slay. Yes, I have. I have gone to shows. I have gone to the parties.
I've been to one show.
Yeah.
Freshman year at FIT.
Okay.
There was tickets for, he was on Project Runway. What's his name? Zach, maybe?
Oh.
Poison.
Zach Posen?
No, Posen. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I had no idea what was going on.
Nice. I've seen Moschino. I've seen Siriano. Well,
Slay.
He's, yeah. But I've always fascinated or sort of, well, not anymore because I've done it before, but all the hoopla, all over my runway for like a 3-minute show. Mm-hmm. It's so much production for a split second.
Yeah.
It goes so fast. You sit down, you sit up.
Serena Williams had a rooftop tennis court.
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah.
Asked by Serena.
I saw Paris Hilton come to the Moschino show. Ooh. They did, like, she stood up in front of the runway and everything. They did some pictures. That was a moment.
If you could have one designer design you a piece, who would you pick?
Alexander McQueen. Ooh. Or, well, Iris Van Herpen, actually. Well, yeah. Iris, probably. I mean, Alexander McQueen, of course, is no longer with us, but the house of Alexander McQueen. Mm-hmm. And then Iris, because everything that Iris does is insane. Do you know Iris Van Herpen?
No.
So it's like the, once you see, you'll know because.
If I saw a photo.
Yes.
I'm a visual person.
Yes, you are. And to me, for me, she's like the top.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like.
Ooh.
I want to call it biological, not even futuristic. It's like.
Inspired by.
Organic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like ethereal. Very
otherworldly.
Cool. Otherworldly. all sorts of Grimes, Bjork.
That's very Grimes, yeah.
Yeah, I just, it's so fucking cool. It's like Final Fantasy exoskeleton. That's what I'll go with.
Chic.
You know, I don't know how many looks she's done for the boys, but that's fine. I would wear any of this. I'd still look fucking cool. But yeah, McQueen. I mean, I was a McQueen queen back in the day when Gaga was all over McQueen.
Yeah.
You know? How about you? Who's your designer du jour?
I feel like I would love a classic Siriano pantsuit.
Mm. For your first gubernatorial debate.
Yes.
Yes.
But like, dream realistically, something kind of like the blondes, like something really outrageous.
Yeah. I could see that.
I don't know though.
Well, if they're
high
listening
boot and high a really boot. Scary shoulder pad, I would love.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I want this cool like exoskeleton armor look for mm-hmm. Halloween. Anyway, I'm sure they'll do that for us. Custom
yeah.
looks. They'll hear it. They'll be like, oh yeah, we'll get them something. So high fashion, New York. City of Dreams. The rats are out in their finest couture.
All the rats are out.
All the rats are out. Well,
including no
one girl who is killing it right now and continues to, and will probably miss a few looks just from the recording of it all, but Miss Julia Fox.
Slay.
Museless.
Slay!
Fucking slay. She came down the runway in a saran wrap dress. Not even the runway. I think she just went to a party. And she met up with none other than Ava Max. They
I
looked,
saw that photo.
They looked like they were plotting world domination together.
Hopefully Ava was telling her about how her album's delayed
yeah.
because she wants her to lay
delayed
down some
for
vocals.
Julia Fox. I would live. I hope
Ava's
so.
Always been ahead of her time, so maybe she'll mm-hmm. do it.
Yes. So ahead of her time, she stays planted in 2008. That's how she works.
Oh. Someone has to do a Julia Fox spoken word.
I know. I know. It'll eventually come to
it
her.
It would be so good for Fashion Week, too, because you just need like a dark,
yes.
thumping oh. beat.
If Lola can do it,
yeah.
like Julia Fox can do it. But there's like been 10 things that have happened in the past 24 hours, including, I don't know if you caught it, the paper magazine Welcome to Julia's Box.
Mm-hmm. See what they did there?
Mm-hmm. She did a very Born This Way sex dungeon. Now, I didn't know she used to work as a teen dominatrix. That's a fun fact.
Oh.
She's in these like pleasure boots that are impossible to walk around in and in a very latex Born This Way performance dress when she came out in the egg. And then she fucking killed it at Tommy. She came out in a red and black, red and blue or red and black? Red and blue, I think. Striped sort of unitard kind of look. And there's a very good tweet that said, Freddy Krueger if he slayed.
Facts.
Facts. But she's having a great fashion week. All eyes on her. I unironically am standing.
Same.
Like, she's getting it. And then she had a great soundbite. Where
she
they
did.
Asked her who her muse is. I'm museless.
Is she our muse?
She kind of is.
Yeah.
She's the Mew Muse of it all. I'm really excited for her this fashion week. You know who else is hitting the streets?
And in my personal opinion, is a little inspired
oh.
by Julia Fox.
Ooh.
What? Is that bad?
Well, as long as she's not stealing her style.
Yeah, true. Christine Quinn, formerly of Selling Sunset.
Yes.
Was out and about in a look that is giving Christina
uh-huh.
meets Julia Fox.
Yes.
Chaps. We all know Christina Aguilera invented chaps, so we have to give her credit for that.
And we can't forget that the two were hanging out.
Yeah.
They famously hung out when Julia wore the my pussy is hanging out
yep.
pants. So they're fast friends. I'm sure Julia's inspiration has bled into Christina Quinn's styling. But yes, it's very Xtina Fox.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd also like to give a shout out to Doja Cat, who is also making her own statement. She wore a shirt by Edna St. Louis attending the Marnie Spring Summer 2023 show. And it says, I'd rather be eating ass. And she sat next to Madonna wearing it, which is even better. Madonna in braids with her new eyebrows and her possibly new lover in the form of Tokisha. There's so much to say. First of all, I love the Doja shirt. I'd like to get that for myself. Secondly,
can't relate.
No, you can't relate. We differ. Madonna was shooting, I don't think we even talked about it, or maybe we did.
No.
She was caught at 2 a.m. up in Washington Heights filming the Hung Up remix with Tokisha, which they performed at the Pride party at Terminal 5, which I weaseled my way into. And thankfully, it's coming out. Unlike Material Girl, which took 12 years, this is seemingly coming out soon. But at the front row, there's video of Madonna and Tokisha
making out,
like in the middle.
That was at the fashion show, right?
Yeah.
Whose show?
The one I just mentioned. Like Doja's sitting next to her in the Eat Ass shirt. Madonna's making out.
Doja's. Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
So, well, for I love a stunt, and I will say Madonna has made out with women forever. This is not exactly new for her. She makes out with legends on screen, on stage, and off. But I did find it interesting that it was like not a necessarily all eyes on her moment to be kissing her.
So no, it was kind of like someone snuck a video.
Yes. So I'm a little bit like, oh my God, yes. Her bisexual era is in full force again.
Slay.
We love this. And we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of Erotica. A picture disc already surfaced of the 30-year anniversary. It's giving sex book. It's giving Erotica. Early 90s Madonna. Lesbian Donna. Ready. I'm ready for that. Because I'm tired. I know she also has a boyfriend or whatever. I'm tired of the young dancer trope with her. The young man thing. Let's get some ladies in the mix.
Hmm.
I'm into that. The flavor.
Not a flavor I'm familiar with, but.
Yeah. Yep. Gold star gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where this lands. But I'm genuinely excited about this era of Madonna because it is equal parts, not horrifying, but like scandalous and slay. As is her nature, her human nature. Well, from New York to Canada.
Hey up there.
Hey girls. There's a new queen of the North. And we're not talking about Harry Styles.
Oh, that's right.
Although I did like his look at TIFF more, the green suit. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I did.
I liked it.
What is TIFF?
Toronto International Film Festival.
Oh.
It's where we see more of the premieres of the movies after Venice. And all the standing ovations and all the Don't Worry Darling drama. I am sick of the standing ovations.
The whole spitting thing?
He didn't spit. I feel like it was so obvious he didn't.
It was so obvious that he didn't. You can see.
People love a gag. They love to get hopped up on stuff.
Yeah. That other man just is looking at his phone. Like a message or something pops up. You can see he's like texting on his phone, puts his phone here.
Yeah.
And is looking down at his phone. And you can see that obviously.
The text said, don't worry, darling. And he was like, I mean, I'm delighted by all the Don't Worry, Darling drama. It's fabulous, but it's so stupid at the same time. Like, half of it is, like, fabricated from, like, this. Like,
pure
a half
chaos.
Second. Yeah. However, he's now promoting his other movie, My Policeman, where he's playing a gay policeman.
Who is?
Harry.
Oh, he's an actor now.
Now he's an actor, girl.
You're an actor, Harry.
Yeah. The reviews of this one are more positive, I think, already than Don't Worry, Darling. And so we'll see. But yeah, he's somebody said the Justin Timberlake-ification of Harry Styles.
Ooh. Oh,
it's maybe so. Maybe so. All I know is the boys are putting in double duty to try and get to Bad Bunny's level of queer baiting. And they're trying, but they're failing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I heard the movie's decent.
Doesn't do it for me.
Harry, me, never.
Not an
nope.
ounce.
I get that he's a handsome man, like objectively, but otherwise, not my type. Not into it.
Same.
Zayn, on the other hand.
Oh, rage on my Zayn. Ass.
It's about Zayn. It's all about Zayn.
Again, talking about a London Bridge.
Talk about Oh.
New after show.
One Direction. I'll tell you where you can put it. Oh. Anyway.
Got three directions you can go.
Oh, no.
Oh, anyway.
Sandwich.
Don't worry, I darling. Can't,
Jill.
Jill. But we're not there to talk about Harry Styles anyway.
No.
Nope, somebody came to talk about her 10-minute video still. Still.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah. Talked about all too well.
Oh, I've all too...
All too forgot about
had
it.
Had enough of it.
Talked about the fucking red scarf. Everything. And the re-recordings. Yes, we're talking about Taylor Swift, who truly, and since the VMAs, has gone for this sort of glamour, golden, crystal goddess kind of look. It is a serve. She looked good.
Yeah.
She looked rich.
Yes. Well, she is rich.
She's very rich. She flew in herself. Private. Stopped at Walmart, bought some things, went to the laundromat, then came over. And yeah, she really looked good. She did. Why lie? But she was there to premiere All Too Well short film. And I don't fully understand how that works.
Because haven't we already seen it?
Yes.
Is she just trying to get an Oscar?
I think you can be eligible for something this way.
Oh.
I feel like maybe.
Know what they need to be celebrating at all of these film festivals?
What?
Very Delta.
They do. They do. She needs
I've
to
had
commentate.
Enough of All Too Well. Does not compare.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. So it was shown on 35 millimeter film, I guess. So it looked...
Vintage. Faded.
Vintage. Better. Faded. That was basically that. And Midnight's incoming. I don't think we have any more Midnight's updates.
No.
It's fine. But we do, however, have an update, a big update.
Yes.
And a big spread, too. Cover story. What's a cover story?
Or just, I think so.
Yeah, it was a feature.
Legend Clarkson.
Yes.
Is back.
To kick off her fourth season of the Kelly Clarkson Show, She did a full spread for Variety and talked about the show, talked about Jennifer Hudson's show, and the album incoming 2023.
Divorce album.
Divorce, babes. Divorce. Yes. I mean, granted, she's been liberationing this album for a bit now.
I'm here for a Kelly Clarkson liberation era.
Absolutely. We have been getting a lot of it's coming soon, it's coming, it's coming. But you can't rush this.
No.
Yes. She revealed she has new music for 2023, not a Christmas album. It's coming out next year, and this is an important album. I'm working on this in therapy. I have a hard time vocalizing what I'm feeling, so music is helpful for me. It's just been really healing. I recorded the record quite some time ago. 2 years in the making.
Piece by piece, too.
Piece by piece, too. More pieces, more problems.
Ooh.
My December, too. It gets chillier. Hole, too. It gets darker. Yes, we're very excited. I mean, we have talked about this ad nauseum about we're ready for this album, but luckily we have some more concrete words from her that it is coming. And she also had lovely, nice things to say and very diplomatic things to say about taking over Ellen's slot and Jennifer Hudson's new talk show. She was very generous. She said, you know, after Oprah, it was Ellen. And, you know, I'm very honored to be taking the slot. And then she said, you know, just to clear things, nip it in the bud now. There's no competition between me and J-Hud. We're very excited. Who thought two girls from Idol would have their own talk shows?
Wow.
I mean, it is kind of incredible. So, yeah, we're wishing...
And Grammys.
And Grammys galore.
And EGOTs.
We love a little J-Hud. EGOTs on the side. Yes, I know. That's crazy. And she said she does have interest in doing Broadway one day. I mean, I was thinking of all the things she could do. It's kind of right there. Behind These Hazel Eyes to Piece by Piece. Tell that story. Just like...
That's a musical.
Call Piece by Piece.
I would see it.
It's literally just tell her story. It's right there. It's sitting right there. And then whatever this next chapter is, I guess.
Yeah.
Probably. Done deal. Musical jukebox. Clarkson the musical. Piece by Piece the musical. Whatever. It's right there.
Breakaway.
Breakaway.
Broadway.
Broadway. And then that's an easy Tony for her.
She deserves.
Yeah. Because she would do... Well, I guess she would. She could star in it. That seems very.
It's a she lot could of, write it too.
Yeah, all you got to do. Yeah, simple. Okay.
Well, yeah. She also covered Taylor.
She did
to kick off this new show, singing "Welcome to New York."
She sure did. It just got uploaded, actually. Yes, I just saw the. It was like a. But is she in New York?
They're doing all around the world,
oh.
Or all around America to kick off.
Oh,
so they filmed a bunch of shows like all over the.
Gotcha. Because I was like, oh my god, it's in New York now. But
yeah,
just
so she covered that because gotcha. Like you know, get it.
Yeah, yeah, I just saw it on TikTok.
Get a good lawyer.
New soundboard.
That was Taylor flying in just to tell her that. Tree pain backstage. Oh yes, we did.
We tease.
We loved it.
Yeah,
we loved.
She's gonna
Kelly
say
Clarkson
that to
show.
Us one day, and I'm gonna yeah. think I don't have the money.
Honey, you've got a big storm coming.
Yeah. Well, I need to get honest on this program.
About time.
It is about time. In fact, it's about 9:25. There's some new music out, and I need to be candid. I need to be honest. Kelly Clarkson and the legend Dolly Parton did a re-recording of the classic 9 to 5 for a documentary called Still Working 9 to 5. Reworked, reimagined. I love these ladies. I love the song. This is not my favorite.
I'm with you on this.
All over yeah. my original. You know, first of all, it is a downtrodden version, a more serious version.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, whatever they did, the vocoder to Dolly made her sound like Kylie in some moments, which was kind of jarring. It was like, for a split second, I was like, that's Kylie's voice. Very interesting technique on that. And just, you know, it's nothing against the legends themselves. I just, it's a different take.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different take on a song. They've sung 5 million smashes. It's okay if this one was just okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's no Faith Galantis Ooh, featuring yeah. Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
I just, you know, any excuse to bring that song up.
Right.
I'll take it.
Yeah. They honestly just should have done Galantis' version of 9 to 5. Like,
Ooh.
Like why deviate from a winning formula?
That would be a bop.
Right? But... Yeah, just not my favorite.
Have a little faith. Yeah.
It's fine.
Also, I don't watch movies, so...
Right, but I'm sure you've heard that song at least floating around pop culture.
No, I've never heard it.
Are you serious?
No. Obviously, I've heard 9 to 5.
We cannot be sure on this podcast.
Slaying 9 to 5.
Oh, God.
I don't really know all the words, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Honestly, it's more like working three jobs from 9 until 11 p.m.
I know. 9 to 5 is generous. Yeah. That's like, oh, that would be like, nice.
What? You get an 8-hour shift?
Yeah,
what?
That sounds, yeah. Well, there was some more new music out to varying degrees of success.
Yes. Although a fairly quiet week again.
Fairly quiet week.
Two songs that I have to recommend. And then these would fit on your Uh-oh. Playlist. The Come Down.
Oh.
Do you still update that?
I do every now
yes.
and then.
Yes. So the Mew Mews playlist, Mew Tunes.
The Come Down.
The Come Down. It's very like mellow.
Yeah.
Calm.
Borderline meditative music. Yeah.
You could
sleepy.
Work to it, yeah. sleep to it, silk sheets it.
Silk sheets it.
These two would fit on that.
Okay.
First one is a song called Alive oh. by Alex Lustig and Mac Michael, okay. I believe it's pronounced. And then. The song Finally We're Here from the artist Embers, spelled E-M-B-R-Z. He has a new EP out too.
I love that.
If you're looking for some chill
If you're
music,
looking for trouble, come to the right place.
No, it's not a
not that,
not one of those,
not that,
you know.
Not that.
No.
Well, if you're looking for Canadian legends, I just want to give a shout out to...
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen in general, but also we had her on the pod... Shout out to Rev, who was the lip sync song on Canada's Drag Race Season 3, Episode 8, Masquerade Ball. They bopped to Control-Alt-Delete.
Bop.
Very cool to see. Very exciting for her. She did a TikTok. She was so excited about it. you know, I love seeing them win. And you know what they say. First, a lip sync on Drag Race. Second, number one on the charts for 50 fucking weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You really have made it if a drag queen performs your song.
Very true.
Or your meme.
Yes. Yes.
It is the highest of compliments.
Yes. So I was super excited for her. And honestly, it is such a fucking bop to do a lip sync to. So
I feel like Drag Race is getting better about being more current.
Boppier. Yes.
And boppier.
I agree. For the most part. Well, I bet that's also because the money. I bet licensing. Oh. They probably.
A couple Emmys, you know.
Maybe so. Open your purse, RuPaul. Pay for a BB Rexa smash, RuPaul.
Ooh.
Sacrifice on the main BB stage. Week. Oh my God.
Next season.
Next season. It's maybe be... next season.
I'm gonna need those eyes.
I wish.
I mean, hey, it happened with My Head, My Heart.
It did.
So it you did. Never know.
You're right. You never know. Oh, well.
Speaking of drag queens lip syncing.
Oh. Not this segue.
Canola Carrabbas.
Not this.
Otherwise known as Camila Cabello. Made the decision to perform Beyonce's Energy at Rock in Rio.
Oh, God.
You look stupid. You look so goddamn stupid. I wish you could know how stupid you look.
No.
Don't know me, know her. I didn't perform it.
I have no comments on it. I have no words. But you know who did perform Beyonce in concert? And I don't even think we talked about this yet. Lil Nas X kicked off his concert.
Oh, that's right.
World tour.
He did Pure Honey.
He does Pure Honey. He does a little voguing. It went off. People got very excited. He is, in true Lil Nas X fashion, trolling the crowd. I believe he tweeted, like, I won't be successful unless I see furries at my tour. And then furries showed up. And then he quote tweeted that and he was like, I won't be successful until I see orgies at my tour.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, he's going to be careful what he wished for.
He's going to get these F words sent to prison.
Oh, the Grindr screenshots that are going to be like, oh, in the third floor bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
All over my stadium.
Oh.
Yes. But shout out to as some of the B stands were lightly shading, like, oh, my fave isn't performing the album, but Camila is.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Get where?
On a stage. Oh. We need her on a stage performing Renaissance. I definitely think next summer for the tour. I just wonder if there'll be any special stages. We'll see. Mm. I don't know. It's suspiciously quiet. We'll see. But anyway, speaking of the Children of Destiny.
Yes.
Speaking of hitting the recording studio.
We do have vocals.
We have vocals.
And layers and harmonies.
We do. Breakers.
And sponsors.
Dawn breakers. This is our moment. We're breaking the dawn. Hello, heartbreak, everyone. So unexpected.
Season. Okay, so Michelle Williams has partnered with Brock's Candy Corn,
yep.
Not sponsored
yep.
by us, but sponsoring her.
Sponsoring her.
With a new single. Well, I don't know if it's a single, but it's an Instagram post.
Yep. A jingle.
Yes, a little jingle. And the headline reads, Michelle Williams wrote her first new song in over 5 years about candy corn. Quote, Queen of Candy Corn, that's my title. Brock's Candy Corn.
You know what? Get that check, first of all.
Yes.
Get the check. Secondly, she's in on the joke.
Yeah, she is.
Fully in on the joke. She reposted, I thought it was very funny. Kalen Allen did a reaction to it. He pretended that he got down on his knees and prayed for salvation for Michelle to be freed from candy corn. It was very funny. And she reposted that. Like, she knows this is very funny. The interview was funny. And I honestly hope this inspires her to do more than just candy corn.
It's kind of catchy, and I may or may not have pulled it into Logic Pro and added a dance beat to it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'll insert it here, but I don't want to get sued. Also, I'm not sponsored by Brock, so like...
You won't get sued by candy corn. It's the season. Today's the day. Candy corn is on the way. Couldn't wait for. Watch us be in court.
My defamation suit, yeah. Brock's candy corn v. T. Kyle.
Wait, so where do you stand? This is like an age-old like debate now on social media. Are you pro or anti-candy corn or indifferent?
I think it's kind of disgusting, but it's not as disgusting as black licorice.
Oh, shots fired.
Yeah, I said it.
I stan black licorice.
Really?
I love it. I like candy corn, but I think it is not polarizing, in my opinion. It's fine. It's there. It's just like a mound of sugar.
Yeah, I can have like one or two.
Yes. I could see it being gross real quick.
Yes.
I'm not dying for it. I'm not living for it.
No.
Black licorice, I love.
Interesting.
I think it's one of those taste things. It's very divisive, polarizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like black licorice, though. But yeah. Candy corn?
Even our candy corn is woke.
Woke candy corn?
It's gone. Oh, we never
And I will
about
say,
that.
Yes. How prescient, how timely to do a corn song while corn is popping off on TikTok. Mm-hmm. She knew. She because this campaign was a year in the making, she said there's going to be a corn moment and I'm going to go viral. It's corn.
It's corn is on streaming.
Yes. Now, protect this child at all costs, first and foremost. But he has been doing the promo stroll. He's been on Cameo, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there is this adorable boy who was doing being interviewed on a Man on the Street interview.
Yes, very I Like Turtles.
Very I Like Turtles.
That's a throwback reference.
Yes. But his love is corn, and his sort of incredulous explanation of why he loves corn is songified, 2012 style.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the guys who, it's actually them.
It's from the same people
Songify
who did
the
that.
News.
Yes.
So take that, Gen Z.
Yeah, take it, Gen Z. That sounded weird when I said it.
They dragged millennials, but they stan the corn song.
Yeah. Which one is
saying.
It? Corn song's going off. He just made an appearance on the Drew Barrymore show.
Oh.
Where I only
it's
saw
true.
The pictures. It's true. She looks so enamored and sweetly embracing him. Like the right person to talk to him about corn. For sure. I hope he isn't like thrown into this endless corn promo.
He kind of is. There was a Chipotle TikTok already.
Yeah.
Where they're like, do you want this? No. Do you want this? No. Do you want this? And it's corn.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, I want it. It's corn. Get it.
Well, honestly, ride the corn train at the same time while you can. Get that coin. Get the corn coin. But yeah, this is what our society does.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that
corn coin, the new
corn coin. I'm investing.
The new Bitcoin.
Yeah. I will say the rock version of it, the guy who shouts, screams it along next. I guess that's the songified version.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does kind of go off.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bop.
Like, I do hear it's corn in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was stuck in my head this morning.
Yeah. It's got the juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
it's
that
got
kind
the
of,
juice.
It's kind of there. It's kind of
some beautiful thing.
Marina lip synced to it. A lot of pop stars and stars are doing things with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of everywhere.
Someone's gonna do a it's candy corn, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean it should be Michelle.
Michelle was ahead of her time. So we will credit her.
We will be
on this podcast.
If they were quick, they should honestly just do that now.
It's candy corn.
A big lump of sugar. It's got no juice.
No.
It's kind of dry inside.
She's coming for Nicole Westbrook's wig with her seasonal, autumnal
seasonal
inspired.
Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have It's Thanksgiving, Boo Bitch, and now It's Corn and Brock's Candy Corn.
Yeah.
Soundtrack to the fall.
God bless. Well, we've still got more around the corner. It is seasonal. It is back to school. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's what's all the things coming up? We're getting into the
Halloween.
Holidays, but no holiday is more important than September 16th, the release day of BB Rex's "I'm Good" video coming soon.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
She's getting slightly memeified already because there's one second video of her ass coming out behind her.
Yep,
very Loch Ness monster.
Okay. It's out.
The Loch Ness monster of it all.
It's such a slay.
She looks good, good.
She's wearing low blue.
She is wearing L-O
Legends
blue.
Legends only blue.
She is. It's clearly a nod, an homage.
Yep. And her mascot outfit. It's literally her Legends only mascot outfit cat suit.
It is. And her glam, her face, like in these like stills, like she looks good.
Slay!
So we are very much looking forward to I'm Good. And it is historic for a new reason as BB Rexa updates on Twitter.
I'm not laughing because I... yeah, I am.
That's fine. Yeah. Of all the news that happened on September 8th, BB Rexa updates informed us that the number one song upon the Queen's passing was indeed BB Rexa's I'm Good, and that will be living on in infamy.
Back to the Billboard Hot 100 number one song, which you just performed, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how the video turns out, but it's already a smasher. International smash. And yeah, that's where we're at right now in the world.
Yeah. Also, KX5 has a new sing coming out.
Oh, that is Cascade and Deadmau5.
Yes, their new combo.
Collab.
KX5.
EDM kings are coming together to release an album. Very excited about that. We will be going to wherever they are eventually.
Yeah, Take Me High coming out on Friday.
Oh.
It is a very early 90s trance sounding.
Oh, perfect. I want to go back.
I know, right? Nah,
Well, early 90s is happening in a big way right now, for sure, for sure.
It is.
Renaissance, you know, paying homage. Erotica era, Madonna coming back.
Well, what a week.
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm dying now. I need it.
It's like Cordova.
I need corn.
Yeah.
It's got the juice.
The flavor.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Yes.
For another week of Legends Only. And if you'd like to hear more, we're about another to head week. On over to the Interior Illusions Lounge.
Yes.
I'm sorry, the Brock's Candy Corn Lounge.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
The Corn Lounge for the after show. So head on over. We've got more to discuss about this past week.
You can head over to patreon.com/legendsonly if you would like to join our Patreon, support the pod, listen to the after show, and more.
Yeah.
And until next week, we hope that you are streaming I'm Good. And we hope you are literally good.
Yeah.
And until next time, we will
see you
soon.
All over the sandwich.
Not this.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.